Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Saudara pendengar, pengasuhan anak akan digratiskan untuk orang tua yang harus bekerja selama pandemi virus corona. Pemerintah federal akan mendukung 13.000 pusat pengasuhan anak di Australia dengan membayar setengah biaya operasinya dengan syarat mereka tetap buka dan tidak membebankan biaya perawatan kepada keluarga. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Greg Dyett. Sektor pengasuhan anak Australia akan memberikan perawatan gratis kepada orang tua yang harus bekerja mulai minggu depan. Menteri Pendidikan Dan Tehan mengatakan 13.000 pusat pengasuhan anak akan diminta untuk memprioritaskan anak-anak dari pekerja penting atau essential workers dan anak-anak yang rentan.
They should prioritize obviously those who need their children cared for because they are working and working where they can't care for their children safely at home. For them then to prioritize as well vulnerable children who need that continuity of care as well, and then to re-engage with those parents who have taken their children out of care to see whether they can be accommodated as necessary as well. But there is a clear priority list that we want centres to take into account, and the most important of those are those essential workers and the vulnerable children.
Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan warga Australia harus bersikap untuk hidup di bawah pembatasan COVID-19 selama setidaknya 6 bulan ke depan.
I really want Australians to understand that we need to be in this for that haul. It will be months. We need to make changes that we can live with and that we can implement day after day, week after week, month after month.
Pandemi ini telah menyebabkan perubahan pada beberapa gaji penghargaan tenaga kerja Australia. Jaksa Agung Christian Porter mengatakan Fair Work Commission mengusulkan perubahan 103 dari 121 gaji penghargaan.
The first is for 2 weeks of unpaid pandemic leave for all employees. And the second across those 103 awards is the allowing of the taking of double the duration of leave at half the pay. Now you can see how those common sense changes would allow the flexibility in a number of businesses, which flexibility could well make the difference between survival of the business and preservation of the jobs or the failure of the business and the loss of the jobs.
Menteri Kesehatan Greg Hunt mengatakan pemerintah federal juga menghabiskan uang untuk meningkatkan keterampilan perawat dan membawa kembali pensiunan perawat dan dokter ke dunia kerja.
So our nurses are coming back in. Our existing nurses are seeking to increase their capacity. And on top of that, the medical board is working on mechanisms to help bring back doctors that have stepped out of the workforce. And we've seen a great interest in that.
Dan pemerintah federal memberikan $123 juta untuk mendukung masyarakat adat. Dana itu akan diberikan selama 2 tahun untuk meningkatkan sumber daya dengan Indigenous Business Australia yang menerima $50 juta selama beberapa bulan mendatang. Jika Anda ingin mengetahui berita terkini tentang virus corona dalam bahasa Anda, silakan menyimaknya di situs web sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.